Okay, perhaps today is the most important shiur of the entire series, which is what does one do if a mistake is made in the kitchen on Shabbos, which is actually most of the, in the realm of the most common shiurs that are asked, is what does one do now with the food? What is the status of the food? So the Gemara tells us, Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, appears elsewhere in Shas, Machlokes, three-way Machlokes Hatanoim, about what if one cooks on Shabbos? What is the status of the food? Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shoigeg yoichal. If it was b'shoigeg, you could eat it on Shabbos. B'meizid lo yoichal divrei Rav Meir. That's the first opinion in Tanoim of Rav Meir. That b'shoigeg, we're not going to discuss meizid. We're not going to focus on meizid. What if it was done b'meizid? That's not hopefully what we're discussing. But what about if it was done b'shoigeg? So Rav Meir holds you could eat it that Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Omer b'shoigeg yoichal b'motzei Shabbos. Even if it was b'shege, you cannot eat it on Shabbos, only Motzei Shabbos. B'meizid lo yochel alomis. Never. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Omer. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler says, b'shege yoichel l'motzei Shabbos l'achir v'loy loy. Other people can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. Again, Rabbi Meir holds you can eat it Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler says, you can't eat it ever. Achirim can eat it Motzei Shabbos. B'meizid lo yochel alomis loy loy v'loy l'achirim. My time with Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, what is the reason for Yochanan HaSandler? Ki Yodar Shabchiyah Pischa Debei Nesiya Ushmartim Es HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Hi. The Pasuk compares Shmir HaShabbos to Hektish Ma Kodesh Asur B'Achila Af Maitz HaShabbos Asurim B'Achila. Just like Hektish is Asur B'Achila, so too Maitz HaShabbos, if you violate Malach on Shabbos and you benefit from that, it's Asur B'Achila. Just like Hektish. Ima Kodesh, if it's linked to Hektish, just like Hektish is also by no, Af Maisa Shabbos also by no, Maisa Shabbos should be also by no too. No, the Pasuk says, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem, Shalochem Yehei, that it should belong to you. So it's also by Chila, but it is not prohibited in Hano. That's the opinion of Yochanan HaSandler, that it's also for you forever. Just like Hektish, that refers to also Bachilin, the opinion of Rav Meir is that it's mutter on Shabbos. The opinion of Yehuda is it's mutter Motzei Shabbos. Comes Rav Yochanan HaSandler, it's also to you forever, just like Hektish, but it's mutter to Acherim. How do we paskin in this three-way machlek satanoim? So the Gemara tells us in Chulin on Tezvavim et Aleph, Amr Rav Chanan bar Ami ki mori luhu Rav le Talmidei, mori luhu ki Rav Meir. When Rav paskin for his Talmidim, he paskin like Rav Meir, the most lenient position, and on Shabbos it's also if you cook b'shoigeg. When he gave a shir for the Balabatim, Darish Rabbi Yehuda. Then he see passing like Rabbi Yehuda that on Shabbos is also even b'shoigeg. Mishum Amei Haaretz. Out of fear for the Amei Haaretz. Now, what does that imply? Do we paskin like Rabbi Meir? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? How should we paskin Lamaisa? Meaning, even though Meikra did perhaps we paskin like Rabbi Meir, perhaps we should adopt a Chumrah like Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa. So Tosfos writes, no, it sounds like the halacha is like Rav Meir. There was a concern for Amei Haaretz, unique concern, so then he was machmer like Rav Yehuda, but that is not really the psak that we should continue to practice. We should practice like he paskins for his Talmidim, like the Ikar Adin, which is like Rav Meir. The Rambam assumed, no, that the Ikar Adin was like, it was a special dispensation he gave to his Talmidim, but the main psak was the second one, the one that he paskins in the public shir. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda. Yisrael Shahaz, the Rambam Perek Vav, Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, Yisrael Shahaz, Malacha B'Shabbos, Im Ovar Va'asa B'Zodain, Asa Lo Lehanas B'Aisa Malacha Li'olam, but other people can on Matzei Shabbos, but if he does it, B'Shoigeg, Im Ovar Va'asa, B'Zodain, Asa Lo Lehanas B'Aisa Malacha, V'Shai Yisrael Mutal, Hem Lehanas B'Aisa Malacha Shabbos, Miyad, oh, I didn't leave, I put in the Shoigeg part, but in the B'Shoigeg, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only Mutar on Matzei Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch adopts the opinion of the Rambam. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Passes the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Chesif Aleph a Mavashel b'Shabbos. If you cook on Shabbos, or for that matter, if you do any melacha where you benefit from, or Sha'asa Achas Misham Melachas, Haitza is the exception, but we're not discussing that now. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Meizid or any other melacha you did b'Meizid. What if you did it by accident? You cooked on Shabbos by accident. It's only mutter on Motzei Shabbos. We don't distinguish between you and others. It's also for everyone on Shabbos, only mutter on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so if you make a mistake in the kitchen, you cook by accident on Shabbos. We, it's not the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like the Rambam, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it is also for you for that, for the duration of Shabbos, Mutter, Amosei Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Brura already in Sifkat in Zion says, yeah, that's the Shitas HaRambam. There were many Rishonim that paskin like Tosfos, that paskin like Reb Meir, that it's Mutter on Shabbos. The Gra and other Achronim passing like Tosfos, passing like Reb Meir, that on Shabbos it's mutter if it was done b'shoigeg. Uvemokom hatzorech yesh lismach hazeh b'bishul b'shoigeg. Says the Mishnah Berurah that b'mokom hatzorech, it's usually a mokom tzorech, that's why they ask. Meaning if it's the 15th dish, it's not a mokom tzorech, but if that's their whole Shabbos lunch, or, you know, having guests, it's embarrassing not to serve chulent or something like that. You don't want to make a farsim, why do you have no chulent, you know? So if it's going to detract significantly from the meal, so then you can be maker like a mayor, that it's mutter, if you cooked by accident on Shabbos, that it is mutter, since it was, if it was done, hopefully it was done, b'shoigeg, then it can be lenient, be maker like the Shitas HaTosfos, like Rameir, and even allow it on that Shabbos itself. Even within the this Iser of Maisa Shabbos, which we seem to assume is a Knas Midrabanan, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, seem to assume it's only a Knas Midrabanan, since you did wrong. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat in Beis, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that wherever there's a machlokes hapaiskim, whether what you did was proper or what you did was bishul deraisa, it's machlokes hapaiskim. Since the whole Isa over here of Maisa Shabbos of benefiting from a melacha done on Shabbos only mean the Rabbanon according to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which are the only two shittas on the table, whether we pass like Meir or we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but either way it sounds like it's only Isa the Rabbanon. So if it's a machlokes hapaiskim, whether what you did was a bishul on Shabbos, even though we generally might be machmir, here we'd say suffik the rabbanon lekula with regards to the Isur Maisa Shabbos, and the food would be mutter b'diyevet. Okay, so let's say you cook something that was already cooked kamarcho ben derusoi. So according to the Rambam, you divided bishul loyraisa. According to the Rashba, we would apply the rule of ein bishul achar bishul. So you could be mekel b'diyevet. Or let's say you cooked something which is eaten raw. We discussed the whole machlekes hapoiskim with the exclusion, of course, of water. But we discussed machlekes hapoiskim whether or not we're generally, of course, our machmir. We would not be cook things on Shabbos that are raw, even though it might be eaten raw. It's nechal kmo shuchai. But we discussed machlekes hapoiskim. There are shittas out there that allow it, even though we don't accept them lemaisa. So we'd say, if you did it b'dieved with regards to the Isur Maisa Shabbos, we'd say sufik the rabbanon. The kulo or bishlach harafio, all these types of issues as we discussed. B'di'evah, the food would be allowed since it's a machlekes hapaiskim, and the whole Isur of Maisa Shabbos the Rabbanon, we say Savi the Rabbanon Lekula. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Gimel adds another limitation to this Isur of Maisa Shabbos in the name of the Gra, that if you're only dealing with an Isur the Rabbanon, let's say Bishalach HaBishal B'davalach, according to many Rishonim, according to some paiskim, was only also Midr Rabbanon. We suggested in the name of the Magad Avraham, maybe it's an Isur D'Oraisa, but according to some, it was a Chumr Midr Rabbanon of the Ramah. Or if you're dealing with any other chumr derabanan, or the din midrabanan, since again the whole Isur of Maisa Shabbos in the first place is only derabanan, perhaps we could be mako by Isurim derabanan b'diyevet to allow the food item. There is the exception to that, which is that shehiyah and hachazara, of course, are not included in that. If you violated shehiyah and hachazara, even though those are only osik shem yichata b'gecholim, or because of Mechzikim Mavasha, which are all concerns mid Rabbanon, nonetheless, the food will be prohibited, and as we'll see, we'll discuss the details of that in a minute. Okay, so even though the Mishnah Berurah does limit this Isur Maisa Shabbos, Isurim D'Oraisa, it doesn't apply to Isurim D'Rabbanon generally, Shehi and HaChazara are exceptions to that rule. Okay, but what is clear, though, from the Gemara, is that even according to B'Yechman HaSandler, that perhaps Maisa Shabbos is Asa Midoraisa. It's learned out of the Pasuk that compares Shabbos to Hekdesh. Ma Hekdesh Asa Ba'achila. Maisa Shabbos Asa Ba'achila. It only is Asa Ba'achila. It's not Asa Ba'hano. No one would hold it's Asa Ba'hano. The Gemara says, maybe it should be just like Hekdesh. Hekdesh is Asa Ba'hano. So to Maisa Shabbos should be Asa Ba'hano. Tamu Loimar. No. Kodesh Ilochem. Belongs to you. It's not Asa Ba'hano. However, Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo in Chelak Alf Simin Hey Ois Gimel Es Akasha. He has contradictions to this Gemara. The Gemara sounds like Maisa Shabbos is Mutter and Hanah. But he has a Mishnah in Trumas, which seems to imply otherwise. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Masechtas Trumas, Hamatvil Kalim B'Shabbos. If you toivled Kalim on Shabbos, the toivling Kalim on Shabbos is an Issa Midrabbanan, because it's near a Kemesakin Kli. Before you couldn't use it, now you can use it. It's Issa to use a Kli that hasn't been toivled. Now that it's been toivled, you can use it. So it's an Issa Midrabbanan, near a Kemesakin Kli. And we're not discussing it now, but there's no dispensation for using it once. That's a total misconception or misinterpretation of halacha. You cannot use it once without tefillah. If the item arrives with food in it, you can eat it, you know, take the food out without being tevoled. If it's a candy dish that arrives with food in it, you can eat the candy out of it. But you cannot, you know, it happens often, people forgot to be tevoled a kli before Shabbos and they want to use it on Shabbos. There's some mistaken rumor out there that you can use it once without tefillah. That's a total... total farce. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Gimel Sif Zayin, what are you supposed to do with this kli that hasn't been toivled? If you need to use it on Shabbos, you give it to a Nachri. And the Nachri, because you're allowed to give him a Tana if it's Letzarech Shabbos, the Nachri lends it back to you. Shlomo Zalman said, why not just be mafkir it? I mean, mafkir it. I declare it's Hefker, put it in the hallway. I say, hey, you know, Hefker, Hefker, Hefker. You don't have to say it three times, but you know, I'm mafkir it. And now I say, ooh, look, there's a kli here. Take it back into my house and use it. Now I'm using a b'teres hefker. So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that eitzah does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because it looks too bad. I mean, really? You don't have a mind to be kind of it? It's, come on. Rabbi Neuberger told me he thinks that you could allow that kula if you're dealing with tin pans. There's a whole discussion about tefillah on tin pans. Well, do tin pans require tefillah or not? Are they considered to be disposable or not disposable, since it could be used more than once, even though we don't use them more than once? Big machlekes ha'poskim. So he felt if you're mafkir all your tin pans, we really think that you're going to be mafkir. Let's say a guy comes over and asks to borrow a tin pan, you know, borrow, quote unquote. He's not planning on paying you back, or he's not planning on giving it back to you. Can I borrow a tin pan? So people give them away, you know, without thinking. So he says, okay, I can really understand you. You know, you could legitimately be mafkir your tin pans. But a real pot, you're going to be mafkir? Someone breaks into your house, you're not following a police report? Of course you're going to. So he says, how could you really be mafkir it? The Maisa, well-known Maisa, the big machlek sapayisim, we're not discussing tefillas kelim now, but a big machlek sapayisim about electrical kelim, Shabbos urns, you have to be tevel. So in the olden days of my day, when I got married, they told us, if you put it in the water, you unscrew it, you leave it like that for 2 weeks, open, it all dries, shalom al Yisrael, and it's fine. Now, it could cause a fire. People take the warnings on the item seriously. It says, you know, do not submerge in water. It can cause electrical fire. It does. It's too dangerous now. So I would not recommend to be toivel electrical kelim. You can't be toivel limbs. You can't be toivel limbs. Use it without tefillah. But it's a machlekes ha'poskim. What do you do with these electrical kelim? So what I heard is Rav Lichtenstein used to be mafkir all of his electrical kelim. He said, using it b'tayras hefker. So on Purim, the Bachim played a shtick on him. They came to his house and they walked out of the Purim tish. They walked out with all of his appliances, all of his Shabbos appliances. They walked out with him. He says he declared it as Hefker, but it's Hefker, so he could take it. So then the next day they felt bad. So they brought it back. He didn't say anything. Huh? They brought it back. He said, I don't want it back. It was Hefker. You took it, it's yours. Zachim and Hefker. And he wouldn't take it back. Anyway, backfired on them, but... And so if you're a Rav Lichtenstein, you could use a b'taras hefker. But otherwise, most people would not use a b'taras hefker. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't do that. Shlomo Zalman says, no one's really using a b'taras hefker. So you have to give it to a nachri, and you can take it back. Either way, you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Shabbos. What if you did it? Hamad v'kelim b'Shabbos, shoygeg yishtamish b'hem, meizid lo yishtamish b'hem. You can't use it. 1 minute. This is not a nisar achilo. This is ma'isa Shabbos. Ma'isa Shabbos. You violated Shabbos in a way you're not supposed to. And it's usher. And you're not allowed to use the kli. Who's eating the kli? No one's eating the kli. Ah, but the Gemara said in Bava Kamma, Ma'isa Shabbos is only usher b'achila. It's not usher b'hana. So why can't you use the kli? It's not usher b'hana. Furthermore, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Aflam Chesem Ebeis, with the mice of the Anshei Tveria, which we discussed, that they brought a silon shel tzainin l'toicham shochamin, they brought cold water into the hot water of the hot springs of Tveria, Omulahem Chachomim, in Bishabbos, if the water came on Shabbos, Kechamen, Shehuchamu, Bishabbos, Vasurim, Bechitza, Vishtziah. What happens if by accident you heat up water, on purpose, you heat up water on Shabbos, says in the Mishnah, It's aser b'shasiya in drinking, but it's also aser b'rechitza. You can't bathe in the water. Aser shol mezamen. Why not? The Gemara says in Bava Kama that ma kodesh aser b'achila, but kodesh is aser b'ano. Ma'aser Shabbos is not aser b'ano. It's only aser b'achila. Even according to Yechlan Asanla, that is also midiraisa. It's only aser b'achila, not aser b'ano. So how come over here we're asering the kegel that were tefilled on Shabbos? We're asering the water that was heated up b'rechitza b'shasiya. I thought it's not aser b'ano. It's only aser b'achila. So Shlomo Zalman says there's two dinim over here by Ma'aser Shabbos. There's one din of Ma'aser Shabbos that you're not allowed to benefit from any malacha that you did on Shabbos that has nothing to do with achila. Any form of hana is prohibited. You can't use the kli that you tovled. If you heated up water, you can't wash in the water. You can't benefit from any malacha. That's why it applies to all the lama test malachas. I mean, exclusion of haitzah. It applies to almost all of the malachas. You can't benefit from malacha that was done on Shabbos. You can't benefit from an iser. That's not what the Gemara Bava Kama is discussing. There's a second din of Ma'aser Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is discussing. And that is specific to cooking on Shabbos. If you cook on Shabbos, the food becomes Macholas Asuris. And it's also Ba'achila. It's not B'Torah's food, Aser Ba'ano, like Hekdish. But it's treated as Macholas Asuris, just like Hekdish. That's limited to Achila, not to Hana. So the Mishnah in Trumas, the Mishnah in Shabbos, those are discussing the general rule. You're not allowed to benefit from any malacha that was done on Shabbos. Any form of benefit. But there's a unique halacha with regards to cooking on Shabbos that's treated as machalas asuris, even if you're not benefiting at all. It's also b'achila. What do I mean, even if you're not benefiting at all? So the Ramah writes in Simeration of Gimel Sifhei, you're not allowed to ask, we discussed it yesterday, you ask an Eino Yehudi to heat up food for you on Shabbos. What if you did it? He cooked for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to benefit from it, even if it cooled off. Even if it cooled off, meaning he heated up water for me, now it cooled off. Am I benefiting at all? No, it's cooled off, says the Ramah. You still can't have it. Why not? It's treated as macholas hasuris. That's how Shlomo Zalman understands. It's treated as machalas asur. So even though you're not benefiting, it's not in the first halacha, the first category of isurim that are generated by Ma'aser Shabbos, by malacha that was done on Shabbos. It's included in the second category, though it's unique to Bishul Shabbos. If he cooks on Shabbos, the food becomes machalas asur. It's like treif, and it's also to eat even though it's cold. That's also how Shlomo Zalman understands a controversial psak of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches of Katan Daled quotes a Magen Avraham b'shem HaRashba. Give it to you over here. Ois hey, the gama kedeiro shabishal ba b'Shabbos asur aloi levashel. If you cook on Shabbos, the pots are aser. Now this was a big deal, and in our times it happens, I suppose. But you know, you have to kasher the pot afterwards. It could happen. But and there was a certain tkufas in America where, you know, many people were not keeping Shabbos, a great Nisayan. And so the issue is, okay, let's say the baker is not keeping Shabbos. Open on Shabbos. It feels too much, whatever. Can't judge people from that. Open on Shabbos. Now the problem is he's a kosher baker. Everything he does is kosher, except he's open on Shabbos. Can I eat from his stuff during the week? Maybe if the pots are usher, you can't even eat during the week if the baker is open on Shabbos. Because the pots are aser. So the Rajba says, yes, the pots are aser. And then she blew a midavar aseloi, because it's blew with a davar iser. If you cook for a chayla, fine, then the pots are allowed. But if you violated Shabbos in cooking, the pots are aser as well. So Shlomo Zalman asks, why the pots aser? In fact, of Shechter and the Nefesh HaRav, on page 172, quotes in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he disagreed with this Rajba, that's quoted by the Magen Avraham. He allowed them to eat in the bakeries that were open on Shabbos during the week. The Rashba says the pots are usher. So he said, how could the pots be usher? Pots being usher is a function of tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar only exists, you know, that the flavor is like the food itself, only exists with regards to macholas asuris. It doesn't exist with regards to other things. And being nana from Ma'aser Shabbos is not macholas asuris. Why should the pots be usher? So Moshe Soloveitchik said, we don't understand this Rashba. I've heard it in the name of others. The Shechel doesn't have this in Nefesh HaRav, but I heard in the name of other Talmidim of Soloveitchik that he said it over in the following way, that the Rajwa was only going within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Atzanlar, that perhaps it's equated with Hekdesh, okay, then it's Machol Zasurus, maybe. But within Rabbi Yehuda, within Rabbi Meir, it's a Knas Midrabanan for those who are not to benefit from Isa Shabbos. How could it be that the pots are us or two? There's no Tamki, or it's not Machol Zasurus. However, Shlomo Zalman said, no, there's two dinim in Maisa Shabbos. So he disagreed, Rabbi Shalvechik disagreed, Machtavek, with this Rajwa. You can be Meiko on the pots. However, Shlomo Zalman says, no, it works very well. There's two dinim in Maisa Shabbos. There's one dinim in Maisa Shabbos, and I'm allowed to benefit from any melacha that was done on Shabbos. That's an Easter Hanah, which applies to all the melachas equally. However, there's a unique halacha of Maisa Shabbos, which he assumed applies even according to Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shalvechik said, with only within Rabbi Yochanan Asanler, maybe. But he, Shlomo Zalman says, no, even within Rabbi Meir and within Rabbi Yehuda, the way we paskin, we treat the food as Macholas Asuris, Midrabanan, and therefore it's like we could apply the principle of Tam Ki Iker, and the pots would in fact be also. So he agreed with that psak of the Rajbo. So some pass can pass like it, some others do not. Okay, this is all with regards to Bisho cooking on Shabbos. What if you did Shehiyah in a prohibited way on Shabbos? You left uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos. Or you returned improperly on Shabbos. So I think here we could apply the rule of the Mishnah Berurah, even though we don't apply the rule of the Gra, that if it's only Derabanan, we're Mako on the Isar Maaser Shabbos, since that's only Midrabanan. We don't apply the rule of the Gra, but presumably we would apply the rule of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim. If there's a Machlekes HaPaiskim about it, we could be lenient. So, you know, if the guy relied on the Ran, even though we didn't endorse the Ran Lamaisa, but if it was on the fire going into Shabbos, even though you put in the refrigerator in the interim and someone did that, you could eat the food b'dieved. Or they relied on the opinion of Rabbi Avadia Yosef to take food out of the refrigerator if it's dry and put it on top of a blech, which we discussed last time. We don't endorse that l'chachila. But b'dieved, the food would be okay. Or let's say a person just covers the dials of the oven. Again, we don't, and calls that Grufo Ktuma, like a Baron Cutler. So again, that's not the common practice, but if he does that, we wouldn't ask for the food b'diavad. As long as there's some shita out there, Machlekes HaPoskim, obviously legitimate Machlekes HaPoskim, then we would, some things are not legitimate, like we discussed, the covering of the plastic covering on top of the heating element is not called Grufo Ktuma. That's not legit, not a legitimate argument. But if it's a legitimate argument, Machlek Sapayskim, so then we could be Mekel B'diavad. But let's say there is no Shita out there. You have no safety net. A guy clearly violated HaChazara, clearly violated a Shehiyah. What is the status of the food now? So that's a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Zayin Mabez, going over to Lamed Chesem et Aleph. The Gemara says, Boi Minei Mereb Chiyah Barabba, Shochach Kedera Agabi Kira Ubishla B'Shabbos Mahu. You left uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos and it cooked on Shabbos. What is the status of the food? So he violated Shehiyah. Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi. He was quiet. He didn't respond. L'machar nofik darish l'hu. The next day he came out and he told him, a mavashol b'Shabbos b'shoygeg yoychal b'meizid lo yoychal. The opinion of Rav Meir. If you cook on Shabbos, b'shoygeg, the food is allowed. B'meizid, it's not allowed. But v'hir v'lo yishna. Here there's no difference. Between shoygeg and meizid, they're all the same. So what does that mean? My veloishna. In which direction are they all the same? Is both mezid and shaygeg by shehiyah treated as shaygeg by bishul and it's allowed, or is both shaygeg and mezid by shehiyah treated like mezid by bishul and both are not allowed? So Rav Yosef, Dami Tarvayu lehetera. No, it meant there's no difference between shaygeg and mezid. They're all treated like shaygeg. Mevashel who dekav in ma'isa mevashel. You did a ma'isa iser on Shabbos. You cooked on Shabbos. B'meizid lo yorchal. Aval hay de lo kav in ma'isa b'meizid nami yorchal. Here, where you didn't do anything on Shabbos, you left it from the previous day, uncooked food on open flame going to Shabbos. You didn't do anything wrong on Shabbos itself. We should treat it like you cooked b'shaygeg on Shabbos, and the food would always be allowed. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar li sura. No, it's aser. Both b'shaygeg and b'meizid. Mevashel hu deloy osi larume. Mevashel, no one's going to try and finagle the way around it. We all know it's one of the lamentes melachos. B'shaygeg yorcha. So if you did a b'shaygeg, you could eat it. We don't have to make up gedorim to protect bishul on Shabbos. Aval hay de osi larume. Shehiya hachazara, weak in the eyes of b'nei Adam. We have to make fences. B'shaygeg nami lo yorcha. B'shaygeg, you also can't eat it. Okay, and the Gemara concludes the Surah on this. We assume that if you shachach v'shaha, if you left it on an open flame going into Shabbos, both b'meizid and b'shaygig, the food is not allowed. It's more chomer than bishol, because over here it's weak in the eyes of b'nei adam, so we made an extra restriction. Shaygig and b'meizid, the food is also to eat. Then the Gemara has it's strange, seems to ask the same question again. You know, there's a break a little bit. I gave you v'chule, but there's the bottom of the yom, but the Gemara asks almost the same exact question. Ibar lehu, shayla, omer v'shohamai, you violated shahir, what's the status of the food? Mikansu rabbanon aloi. Did they cancel you or not? And here the Gemara seems to be naita lekula. It's the same shayla. So Taisus says, no, it's different. How are they different? So Taisus writes, the first Shiloh was talking about an item where you violated Shehiyah. The first Shiloh was, you forgot a pot, b'shoigeg, on top of uncooked entirely. It wasn't even cooked, kamachol ben drusoy, uncooked entirely. And you left it on open flame going to the Shabbos, and we're night to the Chumrah. It's awesome. What's over v'shah? The second question that's brought up by the Gemara. That's if it is cooked, fully cooked, or kamaichol ben drusoy, but it's mitstamek v'yofaloi. And we're talking about mezid. Over v'shah sounds like you did it b'mezid. The Maharsha has his own yeshiv. The Maharsha says over v'shah means they're both shaygigin. Here you're an oimer mutter. The first case, you did it by accident. You know it's also, but you did it by accident. Here, you're oimer mutter. You think it's mutter. So that's a little bit less of a shaygig. Perhaps the food would be mutter. Taisus doesn't go with that. The Maharsha's own yeshuv. Taisus says, no, over here we're discussing, we can't talk about the real iser of shahia, uncooked food, open flame, going, hakfar pasha le'el yisura. We already said that's also, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Menir al-Ri, that the second question that's brought up by the Gemara, which sounds so similar to the first, is the boiling the boshil, it's cooked, ubis shaygeg, and it's shaygeg, but leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir, that b'shaygeg bishel is asar on Shabbos. Af agav, de'en aloch Rabbi Yehuda, even though the aloch is not like Rabbi Yehuda, he also mitstamek v'yofaloi. Would he also mitstamek v'yofaloi? Davka b'mezid. Or adilma afilu b'shaygeg, umi uloshon, v'shaw mashmu b'mezid. So Taisus understands the second Ibaya in the Gemara, that it's discussing only mezid. I'm sorry, it's discussing, yes. Over v'shah, you did it b'mezid. Over implies mezid, says Taisus. And it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. The longer you cook it, the better it gets. So says Taisus there, that was the second question of the Gemara, and I'm sorry, I said renot de l'kula, Taisus says that we're machmir on too. But if it was b'shaygeg, let's say Arav Hashah, it was Mavusha Kol Tzarko, Mavusha Kamaichol Ben Drusoy, but it's Mitztamik V'yafaloi, the longer you cook it, the better it gets. So there still is some potential of an Issa Shehiyah. There were Mekel, if it was B'Shegeg, were Machmir, if it was B'Mezid. Bottom line, it boils down to what the Rambam writes over here, Perek Gimel, Shabbos, Halachites, two questions in the Gemara, which seem to be very similar, but they are somewhat different. The second one is only mitzvah v'yofaloi and b'mezid. So what boils down to is like this: Kol tav she'asal l'shoyisay mavi v'shiyosay asal achla amotzei Shabbos. If you did shehiya and it was uncooked, you really violated shehiya on an open flame. It's also bein b'shoygeg bein b'mezid. But v'im shachachu, let's say you was shoygeg, im tav she'lobisha kol tzarkoi. If it wasn't cooked at all, outside Matzei Shabbos. You have to wait till Matzei Shabbos. If Tavshu Shabisho Kol Tzarko, let's say it was cooked, but it's Mitztamek V'yofaloi Mutalocha B'yad B'Shabbos. You can eat it on Shabbos. If you did it, B'mezid not. So it emerges as, Mezid is Aser. Whether it was, if it was uncooked, or even if it was cooked, but it's Mitztamek V'yofaloi, Shulchan Aruch is L'chachil, a machmel like that, the V'diyas of Shehiyah, has to be Mitztamek V'raloi, like the opinion of the Rabbanon. You don't have to rehash all Shehiyah. But if there's any Yisr Shehiyah at all, and it was b'mezid, then it's always Aser. If it was b'shaygeg, then it depends. If it was cooked, k'machol ben drusoy, or cooked, m'vushal kol tzarko, but it's mitztamek v'yofaloi, we can allow it on Shabbos. But if it wasn't cooked at all, wasn't cooked, k'machol ben drusoy, then it's Aser on Shabbos. All right. Those are the rules. And that's the way It appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well, just like the Rambam, and like Tosfos, that if it was b'shoigeg, so for us, most of the cases we're going to be dealing are b'shoigeg, so if they really violated Shehiyah, it wasn't cook k'maichel ben derusoi. They didn't know, they never heard of Shehiyah before. Then the food is also bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezin. If it was cook k'maichel ben derusoi, so then even though the Shulchan Aruch is machmer like the Rabbanon, we can be mekel with the Eved. We'd be mekel anyway, because the machlek is ha-poskim. Chananya, the Rabbanon, so the Eved be mekel anyway. But that's what emerges l'maisa, is b'shoigeg, if it wasn't cooked at all, you have to be machmer. You have to be machmer. If it was cooked, k'machmer ben drusoi, then you can be Now, it does sound like from that Gemara in Shabbos, and Daflam Echesim et Aleph, that if you did a maisa on Shabbos, it's worse. Because the Gemara said, what's the halach of shachach k'deir gabikira? We said it's the same as mevasha b'Shabbos, just by mevasha b'Shabbos, we distinguish between shoigeg and mezid, here we don't. So there was one svara that the first sad in the Gemara that was, that bishul on Shabbos is worse. There it's also b'shoigeg, because you did an action on Shabbos. But if you left an uncooked pot of food going into Shabbos, an open flame, that's better. You didn't do an action on Shabbos that's prohibited. You did something wrong on Friday, but you didn't do something on Shabbos that was prohibited. So maybe it's not as bad as bishul b'Shabbos. What about hachazorah, though? Hachazara, you did do an action which is prohibited on Shabbos. So says that Goyis Hashri in his comments on the Rosh, v'tzarachian imhichzer be'isa, that's never discussed in the Gemara. We discuss Shehiyah, leaving uncooked food on open flame going to Shabbos. What if you returned it in an improper fashion? Imutu b'achilo aloi, didilma davka shachah k'dei r'bishosh niskan hamaychol. Maybe Shehiyah is usher because the food got cooked on Shabbos. If you return fully cooked food in an improper fashion, nothing really changed on the fact that it got hot, but it didn't cook on Shabbos. Loi, maybe it's mutter and gansen. He says no, but he thinks it's worse. He says, since over here, if you did an Easter on Shabbos, it's a little bit worse. It's not better. It might be better because the food was already cooked, but he says it's a little worse because you did an action on Shabbos that was prohibited. You didn't just leave uncooked food on open flame going to Shabbos. You actually returned it on Shabbos in improper fashion. If a Nochri did it for you, no action took place. Then we could understand it's probably the same as Shehiyah. But if you did an action on Shabbos, it's sounds worse. And that's how the Ramah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch. Simeration Gimel Sif Aleph says in the Shulchan Aruch, like we already read in the Rambam, Im Shachach V'Shoha. Mezid here is important because we're going to compare Hachazara on Shabbos to Mezid by Shehiyah. So pay attention. Im Shachach V'Shoha. If you, by accident, left food on an open flame going into Shabbos, and Mutavshu Shabisho called Sarko, again, this is within the Rabbanon, that Shehiyah applies until it's called Sarko. So Mutavshu, and Mitzamek Virala. So Mutavshu Shabisho called Sarko, if it's fully cooked, Mutafilhu Mitzamek Viyofalo. Even though there's an Easter of Shehiyah Lichatchilo, if it's Mitzamek Viyofalo, if you did it by accident, it's all right, it's allowed. As long as it was fully cooked. Vimutavshil shehiskalis bashel. Let's say it was started to cook for the bishul called tzarkai. It's not fully cooked yet. There's a real bona fide Easter of Shehiyah. Also, I must say Shabbos, even though you did it b'shoigeg, even though it was shachach v'shah, you left it there by accident, it's also b'shoigeg. Shehiyah on Shabbos is also b'shoigeg. Vimomar v'shah. What if you did it b'mezid? Also b'shneim. Even if it was fully cooked, since there's an Easter of Shehiyah by mitzdamik v'yafaloi lechadchila, it's also b'diyevin. Certainly, if it wasn't cooked fully. But even if it's just mistamik v'yofaloi, also be the evidence if you did it b'mezid. What if v'hichzir b'shabbos? So says the Ramah. V'mhichzir ha'ena Yehudi b'shabbos. A Nachri did it for you, which again we said the Chachlila we don't do. But a Nachri did it for you on Shabbos. Dino k'shachuk v'shah. That's like you forgot it by Shehiyah. Because you didn't do an action that was prohibited. So, if it was fully cooked, we can allow it. Even if it's mitzamik v'yofaloi. Okay? A non-Jew returns it for you, it's allowed. No Issa took place, and Ainu Yehudi did it. But if v'mechziru Yisrael, you violated the Israel of Hachazara, or certainly, Hanukkah b'tchila, Dino ka'omer v'shor. It's like you did it b'mezid, like you did shahiya b'mezid, because here you did a ma'isa iser. So in a certain sense, it's more egregious. It's more offensive. So therefore, it would be aser even if it's mavusha called sarka, as long as it's mitzamik v'yofaloi. B'shabbos, the rice of Mishabrus of Kol Lamed Hey, Dino ka'omer v'shor, b'shabbos, afilu with b'shoigeg, even though you did it b'shoigeg, Dino ka'omer v'shor b'mezid. As long as the food gets better, it's also. So if a guy returns his cholent in a prohibited fashion, the cholent is also. Because all cholent, if you know how to make cholent, as we said, is mitzamik v'yofaloi. The longer you cook it, the more shmalzi it gets. Mitzamik v'yofaloi. V'atam n'machmirin b'chazara tfei mi b'shehiyah b'shum t'kavid ma'isa. Says Mishnah Berurah, the reason why it's worth is because you did a ma'isa. So as long as you benefited from it, putting it back, it's also. What if it's fully cooked, mitzdamik v'raloi, but it got hot? Fully cooked chicken, you returned it in a prohibited fashion, but now it's hot. So mitzdamik v'raloi. Is the food aser or not? Cholent is mitzdamik v'yofaloi. Okay, so it's like you did shahiyah b'mezid. As long as it, even if it's fully cooked, if it's mitzdamik v'yofaloi, it's aser. What if it's mitzdamik v'raloi, fully cooked? You can't do hachazara, shahiyah, hanach betchila, unless it's fully cooked. Otherwise, you violate a bisho with, to go back to the first part of the discussion. Fine, fully cooked, but mitzdamik v'raloi, but it got hot. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch later on, it's in Mereishon Nun Zayin Sif Aleph by Hatmana, that if it was cold, and now it got hot, even if it's mitzdamik v'raloi, it's aser. If when you put it there was hot, even though you violated the iser v'chazara nach b'tchila, but it was hot when you put it there, you didn't benefit at all. Yes, it remained hot, but at the time that you put it there, you didn't gain anything, so the food remains mutter. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Even though it was hot when you put it there, and it would have gotten cold had it not been here, but Ramayasa was hot when you put it there, the food is mutter. But if you put it there cold, which is most of the situations of Hachazara, Hanach B'Tchila, that it was done in a prohibitive fashion, you put it there when it was cold, now it got hot, it's aser. Because that's also called benefiting from it. Even though it's mitzdamik v'raloi, it's aser because it got hot. Okay, so now we have a problem. Okay, cholent, which is mitzdamik v'yofaloi, the longer you cook it, the better it gets. You did hachazara nach betchila. Stuck. Tasa. What about mistamik v'raloi? Most other things. The longer potato kugel cooks, the worse it gets. Fresh, it's good. The longer it cooks, the worse it gets. Chicken, the longer it cooks, the worse. Once it's fully cooked, diminishing returns. So, but it got hot. So it's mistamik v'raloi, but it got hot. So now it's tasa. What if I wait till it cools down? Can we get sidestep the issue that way? We'll just wait till it cools down. So says the Bir Halacha in the name of Prima Gadim, yes. If you wait till it cools down, we can be allowed. V'afil di'evet ha'atzer gam b'zeh k'shucham adayin. When it's so hot. D'k'shi yetzoinen ma'at b'zeh Prima Gadim. When it cools down, we can allow it. Okay, so we have a cool over here from the Prima Gadim. No problem. You did ha'chazar ha'nach b'tchil in a prohibited fashion. As long as it wasn't chulent, which was mistamik v'yofaloi, or some other dish which is mistamik v'yofaloi. So chulent v'chayotzei b'eh. As long as it was something that was stomach viraloi, if all it did was get hot, just wait till it cools down. And then you can eat your dish. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He says the Rama asked if you cooked on Shabbos b'di'evet, even after it cooled down, so to here. Even though it cools down, it becomes macholas asuras, we already said. Just like Bishul b'Shabbos becomes macholas asuras, if you did shehiyah, ha'chazar on Shabbos becomes macholas asuras, you can't eat it even after it cools down. Right? The Chazon Ish, simulam zayin, oishchav zayin. Dinim ha'oilim. These are the dinim that emerge. Shachach kedero gabi kiru shein agrufa shalayin is ba'al shkumach ben dusoy v'shaskir ish hayoyim asa la'ochla. You did shahiyah by accident, it's asar. Hikzir v'shab is tamshu shabish kol tzark v'stamik v'raloi. If you return something which v'stamik v'raloi and mavusha kol tzarkoi, if it was still hot, you didn't benefit at all, then it's mutter. But hayatzainain b'shah shech ziroi, it was cold when you put it there, v'hucham, now it got hot, osta la'ochla yafilu tzainin, v'afilu echziru shaygeg. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with this Prima Gadim. Okay, so if you did hachazara be'isar, even though it's fully cooked, as long as you did it yourself, and it's mitstamik v'yafaloi, it's aser in all circumstances. If it's mitstamik v'raloi, if it was hot when you put it there, it's mutter in all circumstances. If it's mitstamik v'raloi, but it was cold, so then it's aser, as long as it's hot, that's simmeration and zayin sefalav. Once it cools down, it's a machlokes between megadim and the chazan ish. I will just conclude with one kula that I haven't seen brought by the paiskim, but I don't know why. I think it's legitimate. I mean, it's not brought by the contemporary. I haven't seen it, you know, cited, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Hei says, I'm a Magen Avram, Shepasak D'Lacherim Shari. Let's say a guy returns the chulent. So I think whoever was the violator here, the perpetrator, you know, the guy who did the action which was prohibited, so says Magen Avram, for him it's also, B'Lacherim Shari Bazet. It's no worse than if the Nachri did it. You didn't violate the Iser. So it's not Usher for you. Who is it Usher for? The guy who did it. Now I think one could argue that means anybody who was done for on their behalf. But I don't think so. Because the Nachri did it on behalf of the Jews, and nonetheless it's permitted by B'di'evit. So I think over here also we could argue, again, I looked and looked, I haven't never found this to be a discussion, for years I've been looking, found who is this Acherim. Does this Acherim mean an unintended party, or does this Acherim mean not the guy who did it? So I would be knowing to Lakula. If it was not the guy who put the cholent there, he can't eat it, but the rest of the family can. As long as it was Mavushal called Tzarka, he didn't violate Bishal. Mavushal called Tzarka, even though it's Mistamik V'yofaloi, HaChazara is Aser. But if you did it, it's aser. But just like if prohibited, you know, b'di'evet. But just like if an Eino Yehudi did it, it's mutter. If it's mevushal kol tzarka, even though it's mistamik v'yafaloi. So it's over here for acherim, it's mutter, as long as it's mevushal kol tzarka, even if it's mistamik v'yafaloi. So whoever did it, he can't eat it. But whoever didn't, can eat it. So for the guest, certainly would be all right. Okay, shkayach rabbi.